WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping a report this hour, New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan is one step closer to reality. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board has given its final approval for the plan that will cost New Jerseyans $15 to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street. Board member David Jones voted yes for the plan.
Funding the infrastructure, the subways, buses, and commuter rail, while at the same time reducing congestion and helping to clean the air. This is a trifecta.
The latest tweak to the plan includes exemptions to yellow school buses, most commuter buses, and certain specialized government vehicles. The MTA plans to start the tolls in mid-June, but a number of lawsuits trying to stop congestion pricing may delay that start time frame. The investigation into the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore is only beginning. The Coast Guard says the ship that hit the bridge did undergo routine maintenance before leaving the dock, but no problems were reported. Investigators have boarded the ship to begin collecting evidence. That includes the ship's data recorder. The bodies of the two men that were located inside a red pickup submerged in about 25 feet of water. Good news for stores and possibly consumers, too. Due to a new antitrust settlement with MasterCard and Visa, merchants will be saving big bucks on so-called swipe fees.
They should make it easier to pay with a credit card, because what they will do now is probably not charge a surcharge on top of the price, but give discounts for those issuers and banks and networks that give them a better deal.
Chief Research Officer Ron Shelvin of Cornerstone Advisors says merchants may choose to pass the savings to their customers. The settlement is expected to save stores up to $30 billion in fees over the next 5 years. Is your kid involved in youth sports? From parents behaving badly on the sidelines to kids feeling pressured to play through injuries, today's young athletes are facing more than just performance anxiety. We've put together the Garden State's top youth sports experts, coaches, and medical professionals for a discussion about the issues facing today's young athletes. Watch it on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5 tonight at 7. Will this groggy weather clear up for Easter? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Your state.
It's the topics that matter to me.
Your voice.
They say what I'm thinking.
Your station. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Traffic. Let's go back to Woodbridge. We still have this sporadic closure on Route 9 on the southbound side because of a fuel spill, and this is just a little bit south of the 1 and 9 split in Woodbridge. And also on Route 9, there's a new traffic pattern in Lakewood between Cross Street and Prospect Street, so that may set you back a little bit. And what they do is they do this construction till about 1 in the afternoon, and it does create some stop-and-go traffic. On the New Jersey Turnpike, there's a crash on the shoulder of the northbound Eastern Spur by 15W. We have a crash on the Pulaski Skyway on the southbound side about midway into the bridge in South Kearney. And Route 55, just getting word of a right lane crash on the northbound side, north of exit 35. Chimney Rock Road in Bridgewater is still closed because of an accident earlier today in the S-curves involving an overturned vehicle between Thompson Avenue and Gilbride Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic is brought to you by Bet Parks. You can open the Bet Parks app and you're in the zone. Hundreds of casino games are at your fingertips, and new users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
New Jersey, 101.5 in-skin weather. Over an inch of rain will fall along the southern and eastern edges of the state today. I think this is the sixth or seventh time this year we've had a soaking wet day like this. Umbrellas up, windshield wipers on, and watch out for those big puddles. Now, as we get into this afternoon, it looks like the intensity and spread of the rain will start to dial back as things gradually shift offshore. High temperatures today, around 50. Temperatures not going anywhere. Showers will end for good this evening. Then we'll see clearing skies and the wind starts to kick up. Low temperatures on the chilly side in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, but also windy with gusts over 30 miles an hour. Highs in the lower to mid 50s. We will have a shower chance on Saturday. Otherwise, clouds and sun and highs in the mid 50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Want to save money the easy way with Xfinity Mobile? Well, you can learn how existing customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year. Visit XfinityMobile.com today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Parsippany is 47, South Plainfield 48, Manahawkin 46. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.